Welcome to Water Talks coverage from ACE 17, broadcasting live from Philadelphia. ACE, uniting the world of water. Water Talk is made possible by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here is your host, Todd Schnick.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Water Talk. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Bill King. Boy, I always enjoy our interactions with Mueller Company on this show. They're doing some amazing work in the industry.
Yeah, they're one of the big players in this industry. We've got a number of the folks from Mueller coming over to share their insights today. And kicking off with Nick Payton here.
Yeah, so we're joined now by Nick Payton, the Vice President of Product Management and Marketing with Mueller Company. Nick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Todd.
Well, it's good to have you. Appreciate you making time. I know you're often busy here at ACE, so grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into our conversation, Nick, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that 10,000-foot view of Mueller, what you guys are all about.
Well, I've been involved with Mueller Company for the past 24 years, and I've been in the waters for a long time, and for me, it's an opportunity to always give back and participate in various aspects of the AWWA. So I've enjoyed coming to this show almost 20 years now.
Wow.
So, and Mueller Company, as you're aware, is a manufacturer of everything from fire hydrants to service brass, now with metering and leak detection. So we have a broad breadth of brick and mortar type products for the industry, and then also the more technology coming on every year.
Well, as you mentioned, you really do have a broad portfolio of solutions these days, and I understand that you have a new slogan. So what does that mean for the Mueller brand?
Our slogan of reliable connections, we launched this last year, and for us, in the water industry, we've looked at, it's not just about products. It's actually about the connection to the water industry, the connection to the engineer, the contractor, all the different aspects of the customers, the various customers who actually use our product all throughout that chain. And we are not just a product, we are a knowledge, we're a solution provider. And that's why reliable connections kind of came through as what signifies us to this industry.
And so as you think about that, there's lots of different elements to that. I think you may have touched on one, which is kind of interesting, is almost like the human connection element that conjures up in terms of the relationship between your folks and the contractors that you work with and the distributors and the end users. Talk a little bit about the connection aspect of the sort of human-to-human interaction that you see in this industry.
Well, for North America, we have 50 salespeople who are actually out there all the time in the field. They're with the water utilities, they're with the engineers, and for us, it's that touch point. We get questions about products we don't make. We get questions about challenges. Can we provide them a solution? We may not always know that, but we try to take every opportunity to make sure that we connect that customer with whatever challenge they are facing, whether it's a new product that needs to be developed or we need to refer them on to another company who can solve their problem. That's what we want to be about. And we've taken that both externally, but we've taken that all the way inside our factories to make sure that the people building the product understand all layers of the customers along the way, that they're part of that chain as well.
Talk about the reaction that you've gotten from it. I'm curious, both externally and internally. I'm fascinated by my observations of organizations over the years who have done and gone through a process like that. Does a really impactful way to kind of rethink your mindset internally. It's exciting.
It's been a great education process for us. From an internal standpoint, we've used it to educate just about the water industry. We have a lot of factories, various places around the United States, Canada, that are making product, and it gave us the opportunity to keep explaining what we do, where it goes in the water industry, where it goes in the wastewater, where it goes in the gas. That was very important to understanding, and then also explaining the levels of customers, whether it's a contractor installing it, whether it's a water utility installing it, an engineer specifying it. We were able to use that as an explanation, and it's helped kind of help our factory team embrace what we make and for us, water towers and fire hydrants are the most visible part of a water system, and we make the fire hydrant. And so it's helping them understand it's beyond just hydrants for us. Externally, the first response we got was, are you a dating service?
So it's working then.
It's working. A
reliable dating service.
Exactly. No, it's become a talking point of how we are connecting. I mean, when we look at millennials, we look at how they're gauging and using information, how they're embracing it and using technology, and trying to also fit that generational differences of how do you go talk to a baby boomer, how do you talk to a Gen Xer, and using that and using the reliable connections along all threads of those generations, whether it's still print literature, whether it's advertising, all of that. So that's what we've had to do.
I'm really interested, you talked about that generational difference there and plugging into the void, because we hear a lot in this industry, obviously, about the sort of retiring baby boomer generation, millennials coming into the industry, and these two generations, you know, potentially not sharing the information that they really need to share to have that nice continuity as people move into retirement. And tell us a little bit about that in terms of how Mueller's plugging the gap there, maybe a little bit.
We're trying to embrace the technology side of that and how our literature responds to whether it's an app on a phone, whether it's a website, whether it's the information. But to bridge that gap between the boomers and the millennials, we still try to, you know, face-to-face conversations using video conferencing tools now, so that we still have that face-to-face connection, so that we can still be in front of our customers and not just send an email or get a quick answer. We really want to know and get to develop the relationship side too of being able to answer the question. Because again, as we've learned even with the boomers from when they started out in this industry, having that relationship all the way through their careers has been a benefit to them and a benefit to us.
You also mentioned earlier that in this role of talking to your customers, oftentimes you're actually acting as consultants for products that you don't potentially supply, or you're getting those kind of questions and you're going off to try to find the answers. And I know Mueller over the last few years has been an acquisitive company, has picked up a variety of different technologies. Could you talk to any of those that have been picked up in the last year? And how does your new slogan help you bring on a company or a different brand into the Mueller family?
Well, as an example, Echologics has leak detection, working on condition assessment with pipe repair, pipe products. And one of the challenges with that is pressure management. And so one of our most recent acquisitions that came out of that was Singer Valve, which is a control valve company. And so we've been able to add to our own portfolio a solution that our customers were asking us for is, hey, do you know anything about control valves? Do you know anything about pressure management? We've added that product line to our portfolio of we have pressure monitoring devices. And so that's what we try to look at in being able to answer our customers' requests or challenges. Hey, how can Mueller help me solve this problem? We also use that to help us innovate and add new technologies or add to our product portfolio as well, in the sense of changes or modifications that we need. When you've been making a product for 100 years, there's a tendency to, well, it still works. It still works as good as it did 100 years ago. And in this water industry particularly, they like technology, but the technology they want needs to be above ground. It needs to be accessible. Nobody wants to dig something up to go have to replace a battery or go have to change out some components that'll make it continue to work. So we're trying to figure out how to add technology to our products, but do it in a manner that also doesn't impose long-term costs or liabilities to the water utilities.
So you're exhibiting here at ACE. What are you principally showcasing here?
We have everything in our product portfolio. We did, you know, very large booth and everything that we can show from the fire hydrants, gate valves, our tapping equipment, all of our pipe repair products to the Echologics pressure monitoring, our metering systems with Mueller systems. It's all in the big booth.
So we got everything. All right. Well, Nick, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions on any of this, how can they contact you and where can they learn more about Mueller Company?
Well, obviously, we've got Mueller Company, and you have to spell out the word company. MuellerCompany.com is our website. We have loads of information on there. And if they want to get a hold of me, it's NPEYTON at MuellerCompany.com, and you can find my link on the website as well.
Outstanding. Nick Payton, the Vice President of Product Management and Marketing with Mueller Company. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
The pleasure was ours. All right, it's all the time we have for now. On behalf of all of us at Water Online and Water Talk, thank you for tuning in and listening. Signing off from Philly for now, but don't worry, Water Talk will be right back.
This broadcast of Water Talk has been made possible by Water Online, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. To learn more, visit wateronline.com. And we thank you again for listening.